We know that evil people who do not repent do not go to heaven. And last week, we learned that those who are foolish, who do not keep the lamp of faith burning, are shut out of the banquet of heaven. And today we learn of the third group of people that do not get to go to heaven. They're the ones that do not make profits for the kingdom of God. You see, God is a businessman. God is in the business for souls. We are his salesmen. Did you know that? Because it seems that many, many people with faith tend to treat their relationship with God in a whole different view. A lot of Christians think that they are Aladdin, you know, with the magical lamp. That if they say their prayers and do their religious things, they're rubbing the lamps and the genie will come out and give them what they wish. And this is why many Christians are disappointed at God, because they say things like, "Oh, God don't answer my prayers. I don't get anything going to church." In other words, they're saying, the genie is not giving me my wishes. Whereas today, the gospel reveals to us the truth, the reality of our relationship with God. And that is, we've got to bring souls to him, because that's his business. He wants to save all the souls of human beings in this world. And we are the salesmen. We're the ones that sell the salvation. We're the ones that bring the souls to God. We cannot save anyone. God does. But he expects us to bring souls to him. I think a lot of people don't realize this. The unprofitable salesmen are going to be thrown out where there's grinding of teeth, there's wailing. Talk about no heaven, of course. And so, my brothers and sisters, we must have this new mentality if we don't have it yet, huh? That we live our lives here on earth being profitable for God. How many souls have we influenced to God? It's a business. How good a salesman are we? Do we wake up every morning and thinking to ourselves, "Boy, I can't wait to get another soul. I can't wait to introduce someone else today to God, because I want to be profitable to his business of saving souls." Do we think that way? It seems to me that this is the crux of the matter. It seems to me that if we understand our role, if we understand the truth of the situation in our relationship with God, then we would be competing, just like all the salesmen out there, you know, competing to make the most sales. We wouldn't be the ones that say, oh, every company is the same. You know, the Buddhist company over there, just the same. The Hindu company, the Muslim company, the Protestant company, we're all the same. It's okay. Is that the salesman mentality? No. The salesman mentality is, we've got the best product here. Those companies may be pretty good, but we're the best. You see what I mean? If we understand our role, we have a whole different attitude toward the Catholic, to our Catholic faith. Let's think of, I'm going to give you some tips for being a good salesman for God, because that's what we need to be. I think the first easiest thing to directly really bring souls to God is through baptism. There's no easier thing than that. Do you know that at the baptism, at the ceremony of baptism, the priest first make, or the deacon, make the sign of the cross on the forehead of the person, of the baby, most of the time, and say, I claim you for Christ, our Savior. Can't be more direct than that. And then the parents and the godparents get to do the same. Make the sign of the cross on the baby and say, I claim you for Christ. Now, when you think about it, maybe that's why in the old days, Catholics had many, many, many babies. It's the easiest, most direct way to be a good salesman. I claim you for Christ. Made a sale right there. Do you know what I mean? And so, the first thing you want to think of is, how many baptisms am I going to affect here? How many children, how many grandchildren, how many godchildren do I have? The second tip I will have, a simple way to be a good salesman, to get a lot of proud sales here, is to encourage and support vocations to the priesthood and to the religious life, right? I mean, the priests are the ones that affect many, many people. The sisters, the religious, affect many, many more people. So if I support the young men and the young women, if I encourage them to listen to God's calling them and support them while they're in the seminary or in the convent, you know, boy, that's a pretty simple way to be a good salesman for God. And you know, there are many needs in this area. I mean, in my own native country, in Vietnam, every year I send $1,000. And it was 10 years ago, it was 10,000, 100 each to support a seminarian, to go through the seminary for that 1 year. I supported 10 every year. And now the cost has gone up, so with $1,000, I'm supporting 8. But the point is, that's how to be the good salesman. Constantly thinking of ways to bring souls to God. That's his business. Do I realize that I'm his salesman? How good of a salesman am I? In my last parish, the moms started to do this. And of course, I encouraged them to do it, but they were the ones that came up with the ideas. You know, they started saying things like, you know, for Christmas coming up, for Christmas, for my birthday, for Easter, children, don't give me anything. Don't give me birthday gift. I don't need a birthday gift. I have plenty. For Christmas, you don't have to buy me a Christmas gift either. The gift that I want is you to come to confession and Mass with me. For my birthday, my daughter, let's go to confession. Let's go to Mass together to thank God for my birth. That's how you're thinking as a salesman. There was an elderly couple that was very sprite. I mean, they were very active in the parish. I see them at church every Sunday, you know. And this particular Sunday, all of a sudden, I see them. The husband was, barely walking, and the wife had to walk with a walker. And they were coming out of their car, and there was a young man helping them into Mass. And they kind of slowly get to their place. And the whole time I'm thinking, what happened? I didn't say anything, but I thought, I saw you last week, you were healthy, fine. And this week you declined so fast, you can barely even walk. And you have to have a help from somebody. And so during Mass, I thought and I prayed for them. The next week, I saw them again at Mass, spryte and youthful, just like before. And I'm like, what happened? I approached a couple, elderly. I approached them and I said to them, last week, you were sick or something because I saw you had to be on a walker. And they kind of winked their eyes and said, our grandson was home from college. And he was visiting us, and we couldn't follow. We were sick. We were very feeble. We couldn't drive. We couldn't go to church unless he drove us to church. See? That was a good salesman. See how it works, my brothers and sisters? But we don't think of these things unless we know that that's who we are, right? So today, let's be clear of who we are. Let's be clear. Let's be clear of our calling, our goal in this life is to make as many sales as possible for our Heavenly Father. Oh, and by the way, we talked about this, right? I mean, many salesmen, they work, they're hired hands, right? I mean, a hired hand means you clock in, you try to make as much sales as you can, and you clock out in the evening, right? But you and I, my brothers and sisters, are children of the Father. We're not just hired hands here. We're not just hired hands that try to get sales during working hours. We are children who think to each other, wow, this is our Father's business. We are the children. We're going to work day and night to make the sales, to make our company the largest, most successful company in the whole world. Why? One, because we are so proud of our Father's business. And two, at the end of the day, the children inherited all. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the Eucharist today, let us start. Imagine, when we get to go to heaven, you go through the hall and you want to see the plaque that says, you see your name on the plaque and said, best salesman of the month, best salesman of the year of 2023. You know what I mean? That's the mentality we must have. Let us pray today for each other so that we may become the best salesman for God.